of tiny super intelligent and a little wiki platform. In months of chatting with AI, I have never been disappointed. The few mistakes that it has made came from letting it do too much. I suspect sometimes the computers that AI runs on are overwhelmed and go into potato mode. It happens. Overall, I see large language models as very intelligent. But I now suspect we can greatly multiply that intelligence by introducing multiple personalities and have them collaborate on things together. This is not an experiment that I can run without custom software, so I made a WikiWiki where AI can chat with its personalities, with itself, in context of articles. I can explain exactly what I am after, creating the strange situation where AI asks itself to improve its own response. I am not convinced that this can be programmed in the chat itself. I think we need to create a chat room with real programming. And then its intelligence will increase greatly so as long as it has a clear goal, such as making efficient computer programs, planning, describing, creating, testing, improving, optimizing, and continuing to optimize, eliminating as much code as possible, and borrowing ideas from similar apps and by analogy from other things. That to me seems like a pretty good source of originality. As far as I can tell, the act of creating a self-editable and self-improving wiki just takes about 5 hours. Here is my attempt at a backbone for a tiny superintelligence. Its working name is Project Bornheart, which is what Australia's Uluru is. I originally started writing a wiki from scratch, but when making a tiny wiki, I shouldn't start by parsing the URL routes. URL route parsing is something you do when writing an HTTP server, such as Express.js. And there is a whole lot of details to ponder here that aren't obvious at first. So, I switched from programming from scratch to using Express as my starting point, and it was indeed a wise decision. It took me about 4 hours to get to the point where I can click on the side menu and have articles switch on the main page.
Oy, it was a lot of fun making that happen. I still innovated. I couldn't help it. It was just too much fun. Instead of using a template engine like EJS, I used JavaScript functions that hold HTML snippets and template strings. When EJS was invented, JavaScript didn't have multi-line strings, but now, as it turned out, there is no reason to use EJS anymore. Template strings are just the perfect thing for templating HTML on the server. And just to be nice, I run everything through an HTML prettifier to indent everything to perfection. This is not efficient, of course, but it is pretty cacheable, and it is not a worry for a tiny wiki like this one. I use a custom, well, semi-custom storage engine. I borrowed the idea from CouchDB, but I am not 100% sure if they ever care to notice that their approach to documents works really well on the hard disk. I guess they must have. That's probably where Couch came from. Either way, it is an awesome way to give WikiWiki a history. I also came up with a disk-based tagging system. You can basically ask which documents have all these tags, and then give it animation and pixel art, And in just a couple of lines of code, the subroutine will scan the disk or an in-memory FS, it's not a big deal, to return matching articles. I suppose I should come up with a search engine as well. I will probably just scan files live with the option of actually going through history as well. I used Bootstrap for the user interface, as I appreciate the consistency and wisdom of their code. The broader reason for this wiki's existence is experimenting with AI, yes, but I also hope to create a virtual world in which game characters can communicate, transforming data or tasks through each other, rather than programming a supervisor object based on some event emitter that retries some action wisely. I just hope to use cheap AI to notice that something is broken and then react or replace content. This would be accomplished through character or creature interaction. One would talk to the other. My takeaway thus far is that all software must be rethought and rewritten, and whatever AI can accomplish reliably should be managed by artificial intelligence. Lastly, I would like to see artificial intelligence building rules engines and rules for games, for characters, for software automation, creating answers for specific domains. Wiki aside, the presence of AI means that we can ask about confusing subjects like semantic reasoners. What once represented a pretty slow and dry afternoon can now be approached with helpful AI that can also generate code examples. It's really interesting when I ask artificial intelligence about semantic reasoners and then tell it to explain to me like I'm 10 years old. There's a lot to learn from AI. I bet the AI can make a quick expert system or a triple store and then be made to populate it with facts and rules, thus showing off other kinds of intelligence. The only trouble with various kinds of rules engines was the time that it took to design them. Now large models can do it all on their own, probably just overnight. I think they are more than capable of achieving greatness in this area, of creating networks of thinking miniatures and expert systems that actually do stuff right. But, of course, experimentation on this level demands a fun and flexible little platform for all the automation that is necessary. And I believe that is a WikiWiki.